Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me again this week on the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. This week, I was in the car and I heard a new song for me that really challenged me in how I live daily. And it's a song that I'm not going to say that it taught me something new, but it definitely reminded me of something very basic to our faith, what I think is one of the foundational teachings that any seasoned Christian should know and really should have, you know, in their back pocket to use in time of trouble. It's a song called Tell the Storm by Allison Spear. I think there are other versions, but that's the version I heard. And it's not a new song, but it's new to me. This song speaks of a person going through a challenge, going through a storm, whether it's, you know, a struggle with sin, with temptation, or it's an attack of the enemy. And she goes through kind of like this classic pattern, how a lot of us probably address our issues in life, which is they come up against us and we go to God and we cry out to God and we pray to God. But the song goes a little deeper than that. She really paints the picture of someone who is pleading with God in a way as to say, "Oh Lord, look at this great thing that's come up against me." This is someone who is overwhelmed by the size, the magnitude, the power of this trouble. And almost like she's saying, "Oh wow, God, look how huge this is. Like, how can you take care of this? How is this going to be resolved?" Approaching God in a way that shows amazement at the enormity of the problem, of the struggle, of the attack. And it's actually kind of twisted and backwards if you think about it, which is the point of the song. You know, the song's called Tell the Storm. And she says, instead of telling God how big this storm is, I should be telling the storm how big my God is. And that's totally true. You can be a Christian for years, for decades, and know the strength of the Lord, and know the power and authority of the Holy Spirit that you carry, and still come up against things that seem completely overwhelming and daunting. And the question is why? Why does any struggle seem so big to us when we know how big God is compared to it? We know the power and authority with which we walk. This reminds me of the storm on the Sea of Galilee in Matthew chapter 8. When you read that, well, first of all, if you've been to the Sea of Galilee, you know it's not some huge ocean. I mean, it's pretty much a lake. And it's smaller. I would say it's probably smaller than all of our great lakes. I've been to Lake Erie. Lake Erie is this, it looks like an ocean. I mean, you can't stand on the shores of Erie and see Canada. You can't see the other side. This thing's enormous. The Sea of Galilee, from many points on the shore, you can see the other side. I remember being in a boat going across that sea and thinking to myself, how did that big, huge storm in the Bible happen here? This is such a relatively small body of water. I just can't imagine the wind and the waves and I just can't imagine this water getting so turbulent and tossing a boat so much. Yet that's what scripture describes. And maybe with a storm so strong, that's why the disciples were so scared. I don't know if a storm like that is really typical for that size body of water in that area. But what did they do? Well, they woke up Jesus, and they woke him up with very specific words, which were, "We are about to die." Now that's pretty severe. You know, this is, they're not waking up Jesus to say, "We're getting wet, the boat's damaged, or we're tipping." No, they're waking him up and saying, "If you don't do something, we're dead." So these guys are scared. I don't know how many times in life I've been that scared where I think that death is imminent. This is the end. Probably not more than a couple, and quite honestly, I can't even remember one off the top of my head. But that's the situation they're in, is where they think, oh no, this is such a dire circumstance that life might be over if our Lord does not intervene and do something about it. And when Jesus wakes up, he doesn't say, "Oh no, that's terrible, let me get up and do something for you." The first thing he does, and I think the only words recorded in there in that moment, are he questions their faith. He says, "Oh, you of little faith." Almost like, why would you think you're going to meet your demise with me right here with you? And I think another thing he's asking them is, why are you waking me up to address this? And that's a question for us, is it not? When we cry out to God to exercise his power and authority over some problem in our lives, I guess the first question is, how are we exercising the power and authority we have over that problem through him? Do we speak to him all the time and never just speak to the storm? Because we're able to do that. This is not some impossibility for us. This is not some place that you reach after X number of successful years being a Christian. It's not a matter of getting enough gold stars or enough badges to have the authority to speak to the storms in our lives. No, if we carry the Holy Spirit, if Jesus Christ lives in our hearts, then we have the power and authority to operate in that way ourselves. So that's been the challenge for me this week after hearing that song, is looking at my life and saying, okay, what are all the areas in which I'm asking God to intervene, to do something? In what areas of my life am I expressing fear or nervousness, anxiety, apprehension, worry? What can I do to fix that or change that? What can I do in my power and authority in the Holy Spirit to affect change in those areas of my life? No, there is nothing wrong with asking God for help. There's nothing wrong with praying. We are to do that. But if we are able to operate ourselves through the power of the Holy Spirit that we carry, if we're able to tell the mountain to move, then why would we go to him and ask him to move it? Does he not want us to exercise the power we have? Does he not want us to put that into practice so that this becomes a habit for us? Does God not want us to speak to the enemy in the authority that we have? Going to God in prayer is not wrong in any way at all. But I think the issue is how we view the problem that comes up against us. We can't run to God in prayer scared and worried and nervous. We can't run to him in prayer because our perspective tells us that this storm is greater than we are, because it's not. Our God is greater than the storm, and our God lives in us. Our God empowers us. We walk with his Spirit. So if he's greater than the storm and he lives within us, then we are greater than that storm as well. He's saying, okay, I've equipped you. You have me here. You've got backup. There's no fear there. It may look like I'm sleeping in that boat. We may not be interacting at the moment. You might not hear my voice. You might not see me, but that's okay. You want to know why? Because you already have what you need to defeat this storm. It's okay if I'm quiet during that process, because you can do this through me. And so that's my challenge. I don't know if you'll take that up as your challenge, but that's my challenge, is to look at my life, to look at the storms, big and small, the ones that might be new this week or the ones that have been swirling around me for weeks or months now, and to ask myself, how can I take the steps in authority I'm permitted to take and authorized to take to tackle these storms? Instead of saying to God, look how big this storm is, say to the storm, look how big my God is. Be proactive and take that step knowing he's behind me. Instead of asking God to act, in what situations can I act? That's the challenge, to be able to do so confidently and watch the Spirit work through me, to regularly practice the habit of exercising the authority that God has given us to do ourselves, to act ourselves, to address the storms ourselves. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you are available at all times for our prayer and petition, that you have our back, God, that you never leave us, you never forsake us, God. But we also thank you, Lord, that you have empowered us in the Spirit to address anything that comes up against us in the name of your Son, Father, that it would have to bow in submission to that power. Father, we ask that you remind us, God, of our capability in the Spirit, of the power and authority we have over the enemy and his demons and his schemes, that we would be able to speak to what comes against us in confidence that it has to flee, it has to fall. Father, thank you, God, for your covering, for your protection, and for your provision, Father. We love you, Lord, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless. We hope you have enjoyed this week's episode of the Sold Out Soul podcast. If you would like to sow financially into the work that we're doing here, please visit soulsrestoredministries.org and click the donate button.